Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This Sunday, there's a special event going on in Atlantic that you might be interested in attending. And you might be interested for several reasons. You've heard us talking about who gets the farm, and so that means folks who are landowners, renters, farmers, concerned about what happens to our Iowa farmland. All of those folks, all of you, would be, should be interested in coming to see a performance that will be held at the Memorial Building, the American Legion Memorial Building, most people know it as the Armory, at 2 o'clock this Sunday. Who else or why else might you want to attend? Well, maybe you'd be interested in seeing a play, a drama that's done by one person. If you've never seen one of those, it's quite an experience to see how one person can put across a story that normally when you go to the theater, go to a play, it's several people, lots of staging, scenery, and so on. This is a much simpler kind of presentation to get across a message. Maybe another reason you might attend, maybe you'd like to meet a poet laureate. And that person is Mary Swander currently. Well, I'd like to talk about all of those just a little bit more. Mary Swander is, of course, the person who wrote this play, and the official title is Map of My Kingdom. But it is about, and she could tell you the story why that's the title, about how farms are transitioned from one generation to the next, or not transitioned, and all of the emotions and legal work and all of the things that transpire to make that happen. And sometimes it's very good and most people end up happy. Other times, actually, there have been great family fights and relationships destroyed forever. So all of these are shown in this one person performance called Map of My Kingdom or Who Gets the Farm. Why else might you want to see this? Well, as I mentioned, Mary Swander is the current poet laureate. So what does that mean? Have you ever met a poet laureate? When you hear those words, what's the vision that pops into your mind? I'm thinking probably not the vision you'll see in Mary, just kind of a normal, ordinary, creative person. But I went to check on poet laureate. I mean, those are not words that I use every day in my language until I met Mary. So a poet laureate, actually it's been around since at least the 1300s, so this is not something new. Sort of new for Iowa, but it is not a new idea. A poet laureate is a poet officially appointed by a government or conferring institution, and that person is usually expected to compose poems for special events or for special people. And then they are also expected to go through the countryside and perform those poems and meet and greet people. Well, that part Mary certainly does. That is, as it says, is part of the job. So what about poet laureates in Iowa? Well, first of all, I should mention, and we'll talk a little more about this, that poet laureates are not necessarily only poets. They may do lots of other kinds of writing and performing. But going back in history, actually not very far, it is when our first poet laureate in Iowa was appointed by the governor, and that was in the year 2000. Hey, this is new stuff for Iowa. And that person was Marvin Bell, and he was the poet laureate from 2002 to 2004. He actually was born in New York City and earned several degrees in other places, but ended up getting his Master of Fine Arts from the University of Iowa. That school is known around the world for fine writing artists. So you'll hear that several times. The Master of Fine Arts from the University of Iowa Writers Workshop. So this person, Marvin Bell, of course, published a number of poetry books. And how do you get to be that besides being appointed by the governor? Well, that governor doesn't just pick this person out of the air. It is someone who is well known and respected by other poets and writers, not just in Iowa, but across the country. Bell, this first poet laureate, also taught in the University of Iowa's Writers' Workshop for more than 30 years. So he passed on his knowledge and his love for writing to many other students. Okay, what about the next poet laureate was Robert Dana, and he was the poet laureate from 2004 to 2008. He was a native of Boston, but then he attended Drake University, and that came after he served in the South Pacific in World War II, and then ended up in Des Moines, and he worked as a sports writer for the Des Moines Register before being a part of and receiving a master's degree from the University of Iowa Writers' Workshop in 1954. He also then was a professor of English at Cornell College in Mount Vernon and served in that position for 40 years. So the next person on the list, appointed by Governor Culver, is Mary Swander and has continued to be reappointed. Usually the appointment is for 2 years. So when you come to visit with Mary, Mary will be at the performance. Following the performance, we'll be there to lead a discussion, to visit with you so you can get acquainted with her. Well, Mary has written numerous plays. Often she starts with a poem and then it gets turned into a stage presentation. She has written numerous books and, as we said earlier, performs the work across the state. She also is a distinguished professor of English at Iowa State University. She has written for magazines. You know, it's not just books, but writing for magazines. National Gardening Magazine, The New Yorker, The New York Times Magazine, and Poetry Magazine. She also is basically a farmer of sorts on a very small plot of land. She lives in a schoolhouse, in an Amish schoolhouse, and she raises lots of her own food. She raises goats and ducks and geese and lots of garden produce. So she knows about getting her hands dirty. And actually, she grew up in Manning or near Manning, and had much experience with the farm as her grandparents owned farm there. So Mary has her roots close to us in Manning and then moved to eastern Iowa. And of course, you could guess that she has her degree from the Writers' Workshop at the University of Iowa. And I'm sure she has taught there. Now, in addition to being this instructor, this professor at Iowa State, I believe now retired, she's going to keep on teaching, and she will be teaching 2 writing workshops at the Atlantic High School on Monday morning. So Mary continues to share her knowledge, her joy, her way of teaching all of this about writing for many, many people. Now, one other thing she has written is a musical. Co-authored a musical, yes, she's done that too, and sometimes performs in it because she plays the banjo. So what a joy for you to meet Mary, to see the product of her writing, Map of My Kingdom or Who Gets the Farm, and, you know, enjoy a visit with some other folks. There'll also be some refreshments, and maybe you'd just like to see the renovated American Legion Memorial Building or the Armory. If you haven't been there for a while, you will be utterly surprised. So all of that's happening this Sunday, and it is free because many local businesses are sponsoring it. So it is at 2 o'clock this Sunday, the 29th, at the American Legion Memorial Building or the Armory. That's at 201 Poplar in Atlantic, just kind of next to Fairway. So find that, come in and enjoy, and see your neighbors and visit with some new friends. Think you'll have a good time. Until next time, here's a thought from Vince Lombardi. He says, perfection is not possible, but aim for perfection and you'll find excellence.